BCE. 67 years later, Cyrus, king of Persia, conquers the Babylonian Empire in 539, and over the course of the next 3 years, will free the Jews and also decree a great amount of money will be given to them, as well as the various utensils that had been used in the temple, which had been conquered by Nebuchadnezzar, would be returned to them. And so, 70 years exactly after that first invasion in 606, Cyrus frees these Jews, and in the first of three waves, they return to their promised land. They are back from the 70 years exile prophesied by Jeremiah and others. The people are, of course, thrilled, extremely excited. They are very brave. They are very faithful. They've come an awfully long way, and they return to rebuild. They start, first and foremost, by creating an altar and begin offering their sacrifices. The next order of business will be a temple, and immediately they lay the foundation. But they then fail. They then falter in the face of the opposition from the surrounding nations that had overgrown the region while they were gone, and in the face of their own needs and desires to build houses of their own. They fall prey to the, you know, we'll take care of it later concept. And a total of 20 years will pass before they finally complete that temple. In these years, 536 to 516, in the course of those 20 years, while they're offering sacrifices on an altar but never got beyond the foundation on the temple, Haggai and Zechariah are sent to motivate these people, to chide these people, chastise them, and to motivate them to get up and get building again. So please open everyone to the book of Zechariah. We're going to be reading from Zechariah's mission to these Jews. The book of Zechariah, while it's one of the larger of what's called the minor prophets, is also one of the more difficult, employing the form of what we've come to call apocalyptic literature, great visions that need to be interpreted. And so while he and Haggai are encouraging the people to rebuild and they're responding to this preaching, Zechariah, not Haggai nearly so much, but Zechariah particularly, is led to give us these 14 chapters that will very much look forward to a far distant future that has to do with the coming of a Messiah, the replacement of a physical religion and a physical temple with a spiritual religion, and we will become the temple of the living God. So tonight, without any interpretation, without explanation, we'll have some time for that in upcoming weeks in our Wednesday night Bible class. I'm just going to start reading in chapter 1 of Zechariah. Please join me in the reading. In the eighth month of the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah the prophet, son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, saying, "The Lord was very angry with your fathers. Therefore say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, return to me, declares the Lord of hosts, that I may return to you, says Yahweh of hosts. Do not be like your fathers, to whom the former prophets proclaimed, saying, thus says Yahweh of hosts, return now from your evil ways and from your evil deeds. But they did not listen or give heed to me, declares Yahweh. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? But did not my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants the prophets, overtake your fathers? Then they repented and said, as Yahweh of hosts purposed to do to us in accordance with our ways and our deeds, so he has dealt with us. On the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month Shabbat, in the second year of Darius, the word of Yahweh came to Zechariah the prophet, the son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, as follows. I saw at night, and behold, a man was riding on a red horse, and he was standing among the myrtle trees, which were in the ravine, with red, sorrel, and white horses behind him. Then I said, my Lord, what are these? And the angel who was speaking with me said to me, I will show you what these are. The man who was standing among the myrtle trees answered and said, these are those whom the Lord has sent to patrol the earth. So they answered the angel of the Lord who was standing among the myrtle trees and said, "We have patrolled the earth, and behold, all the earth is peaceful and quiet." Then the angel of Yahweh answered and said, "O Yahweh of hosts, how long will you have no compassion for Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, with which you've been indignant these 70 years?" And Yahweh answered the angel who was speaking with me with gracious words, comforting words. So the angel who was speaking with me said to me, "Proclaim, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, I am exceedingly jealous for Jerusalem and Zion, but I am very angry with the nations who are at ease. For while I was only a little angry, they furthered the disaster. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, I will return to Jerusalem with compassion. My house will be built in it, declares Yahweh of hosts, and a measuring line will be stretched over Jerusalem." Again, proclaim, saying, "Thus says Yahweh of hosts, my cities will again overflow with prosperity, and Yahweh will again comfort Zion and again choose Jerusalem." Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, four horns. So I said to the angel who was speaking with me, "What are these?" And he answered me, "These are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem." Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen. And I said, "What are these coming to do?" He said, "These are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man lifts up his head. But these craftsmen have come to terrify them, to throw down the horns of the nations who have lifted up their horns against the land of Judah in order to scatter it." Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. So I said, "Where are you going?" And he said to me, "To measure Jerusalem, to see how wide it is and how long it is." And behold, the angel who was speaking with me was going out, and another angel was coming out to meet him and said to him, "Run, speak to that young man, saying, Jerusalem will be inhabited without walls because of the multitude of men and cattle within it. For I, declares Yahweh, will be a wall of fire around her, and I will be the glory in her midst. Ho there, flee from the land of the north, declares Yahweh. For I have dispersed you as the four winds of the heavens, declares Yahweh. Ho, Zion, escape you who are living with the daughter of Babylon. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, after glory he has sent me against the nations which plunder you. For he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. For behold, I will wave my hand over them, so that they will plunder for their slaves. Then you will know that Yahweh of hosts has sent me. Sing for joy and be glad, O daughter of Zion. For behold, I am coming, and I will dwell in your midst, declares Yahweh. And many nations will join themselves to Yahweh in that day, and will become my people. Then I will dwell in your midst, and you will know that Yahweh of hosts has sent me to you. And Yahweh will possess Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem. Be silent, all flesh, before Yahweh, for he is aroused from his holy habitation. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of Yahweh, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. And Yahweh said to Satan, "Yahweh rebuke you, Satan. Indeed, Yahweh, who has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?" Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and standing before the angel. And he spoke and said to those who were standing before him, saying, "Remove the filthy garments from him." Again he said to him, "See, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and I will clothe you with festal robes." Then I said, "Let them put a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him with garments. while the angel of Yahweh was standing by. And the angel of Yahweh admonished Joshua, saying, "Thus says Yahweh of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, and if you will perform my service, then you will also govern my house, and also have charge of my courts, and I will grant you free access among those who are standing here. Now listen, Joshua the high priest, you and your friends who are sitting in front of you. Indeed, they are men who are a symbol. And behold, I am going to bring in my servant, the branch. For behold, the stone that I have set before Joshua, on one stone are seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave an inscription on it, declares Yahweh of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. In that day, declares Yahweh of hosts, every one of you will invite his neighbor to sit under his vine and under his fig tree. Then the angel who was speaking with me returned and roused me as a man who is awakened from his sleep. And he said to me, what do you see? And I said, I see, and behold, a lampstand, all of gold, with its bowl on the top of it, and seven lamps on it, with seven spouts belonging to each of the lamps which are on the top of it. Also, two olive trees by it, one on the right side of the bowl, the other on its left side. Then I answered and said to the angel who was speaking with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? So the angel who was speaking with me answered and said to me, do you not know what these are? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he answered and said to me, this is the word of Yahweh to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says Yahweh of hosts. What are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you'll be a plain, and he'll bring forth the top stone with shouts of grace, grace to it. Also the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, and his hands will finish it. Then you will know that Yahweh of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small things? But these seven will be glad when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. These are the eyes of Yahweh, which range to and fro throughout the earth. Then I answered and said to him, what are these two olive trees on the right of the lampstand and on its left? And I answered the second time and said to him, what are the two olive branches which are beside the two golden pipes which empty the golden oil from themselves? So he answered me, saying, do you not know what these are? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he said, these are the two anointed ones who are standing by Yahweh of the whole earth. Then I lifted up my eyes again and looked, and behold, a flying scroll. He said to me, what do you see? And I answered, I see a flying scroll. Its length is 30 feet, and its width is 15 feet. Then he said to me, this is the curse. It is going forth over the face of the whole land. Surely everyone who steals will be purged away according to the writing on one side, and everyone who swears will be purged away according to the writing on the other side. I will make it go forth, declares Yahweh of hosts, and it will enter the house of the thief and the house of the one who swears falsely by my name, and it will spend the night within that house and consume it with its timber and stones. Then the angel who was speaking with me went out and said to me, lift up now your eyes and see what this is going forth. I said, what is it? He said, this is the ephah going forth. Again, he said, this is their appearance in all the land. And behold, a lead cover was lifted up. And this is a woman sitting inside the ephah. Then he said, this is wickedness. And he threw her down into the middle of the ephah and cast the lead weight on its opening. Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and there two women were coming out with the wind in their wings, and they had wings like the wings of a stork, and they lifted up the ephah between the earth and the heavens. And I said to the angel who was speaking with me, where are they taking the ephah? And he said to me, to build a temple for her in the land of Shinar. And when it is prepared, she will be set there on her own pedestal. Now I lifted up my eyes again and looked, and behold, four chariots were coming forth between the two mountains, and the mountains were bronze mountains, with the first chariot red horses, with the second chariot black horses, with the third chariot white horses, and with the fourth chariot strong dappled horses. Then I spoke and said to the angel who was speaking with me, what are these, my Lord? And the angel answered and said to me, these are the four spirits of heaven going forth after standing before Yahweh of all the earth, with one of which the black horses are going forth to the north country, and the white ones go forth after them, while the dappled ones go forth to the south country. When the strong ones went out, they were eager to go to patrol the earth. And he said, go, patrol the earth. So they patrolled the earth. Then he cried out to me and spoke to me, saying, see, these who are going to the land of the north have appeased my wrath in the land of the north. The word of Yahweh also came to me, saying, take an offering from the exiles, from Heldai, Tobijah, and Jediah. And you go the same day and enter the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah, where they have arrived from Babylon. And take silver and gold, make an ornate crown, and set it on the head of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Then say to him, thus says Yahweh of hosts, behold, a man whose name is Branch, for he will branch out from where he is, and he will build the temple of Yahweh. Yes, it is he who will build the temple of Yahweh, and he who will bear the honor and sit and rule on his throne. Thus, he will be a priest on his throne. And the council of peace will be between the two offices. Now the crown will become a reminder in the temple of Yahweh to Helam, Tobijah, Jediah, and Hen, the son of Zephaniah. And those who are far off will come and build the temple of Yahweh. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And it will take place if you completely obey the Lord your God. Now, I want to pause there for just a second, and I am going to read the next two chapters. If you are those who take notes, with chapter 7, you might write in the margin, this is November or December of 518 B.C. 518. It will still yet be two more years before the temple in Jerusalem will be fulfilled. Some of these prophecies we've just read, and there are eight of them that we just read scattered through these first six chapters. Some of them you'll clearly recognize are about Jesus the Christ, his coming, and there are parallels then that were drawn from what was said in the earlier of these eight prophecies so that we could see a physical thing then later being fulfilled in a greater manner and with the coming of the spiritual kingdom. But these eight prophecies in those six chapters now, they're over. They're just one after the other. Now, in November, maybe December of 518 B.C., an entirely different revelation comes, chapter 7. Then it came about in the fourth year of King Darius that the word of Yahweh came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month, which is Kislev. Now, the town of Bethel had sent Sherezer and Regemelech and their men to seek the favor of Yahweh, speaking to the priests who belonged to the house of Yahweh of hosts and to the prophets, saying, "Shall I weep in the fifth month and fast as I have done these many years?" Then the word of Yahweh of hosts came to me, saying, "Say to all the people of the land and to the priests, when you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh month, these 70 years, was it actually for me that you fasted? And when you eat and drink, do you not eat for yourselves, and do you not drink for yourselves? Are not these the words which Yahweh proclaimed by the former prophets, when Jerusalem was inhabited and prosperous with its cities around it, and the Negev and the foothills were inhabited? Then the word of Yahweh came to Zechariah, saying, Thus has Yahweh of hosts said, Dispense true justice, and practice kindness and compassion, each to his brother, and do not oppress the widow or the orphan, the stranger or the poor, and do not devise evil in your hearts against one another. But they refused to pay attention, turned a stubborn shoulder, and stopped their ears from hearing. They made their hearts like flint, so that they could not hear the law, the words which Yahweh of hosts had sent by his Spirit through the former prophets. Therefore, great wrath came from Yahweh of hosts. And it came about that just as he called, and they would not listen, so they called, and I would not listen, says Yahweh of hosts. But I scattered them with a storm wind among all the nations whom they've not known. Thus the land is desolated behind them, so that no one went back and forth, for they made the pleasant land desolate. Then the Lord of Yahweh of hosts, the word of Yahweh of hosts came, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, I'm exceedingly jealous for Zion. Yes, with great wrath I am jealous for her. Thus says Yahweh, I will return to Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Then Jerusalem will be called the city of truth, and the mountain of Yahweh of hosts will be called the holy mountain. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, old men and old women will again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each man with his staff in his hand because of age. And the streets of the city will be filled with boys and girls playing in its streets. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, if it is too difficult in the sight of the remnant of this people in those days, will it also be too difficult in my sight? Declares Yahweh of hosts. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, behold, I am going to save my people from the land of the east and from the land of the west, and I'll bring them back, and they will live in the midst of Jerusalem. They will be my people, and I will be their God in truth and righteousness. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, let your hands be strong, you who are listening in these days to these words from the mouth of the prophets, who spoke in the day that the foundation of the house of Yahweh of hosts was laid, to the end that the temple might be built. For before those days there was no wage for man, or any wage for animal, and for him who went out or came in there was no peace because of his enemies, and I set all men one against another. But now I will not treat the remnant of this people as in the former days, declares Yahweh of hosts. There will be peace for the seed. The vine will yield its fruit, and I will cause the remnant of this people to inherit all these things. And it will come about that just as you were a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so I will save you that you may become a blessing. Do not fear, let your hands be strong. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, just as I purposed to do harm to you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, says Yahweh of hosts, and I have not relented, so I have again purposed in these days to do good to Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Do not fear. These are the things which you should do. Speak the truth to one another. Judge with truth and judgment for peace in your gates. Let none of you devise evil in your heart against another, and do not love perjury, for all these are what I hate, declares Yahweh. Then the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, thus says Yahweh of hosts, the fast of the fourth, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth months will become joy, gladness, and cheerful feasts for the house of Judah. So love truth and peace. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, it will yet be that peoples will come, even the inhabitants of many cities. The inhabitants of one will go to another, saying, let us go at once to entreat the favor of Yahweh and to seek Yahweh of hosts. I will also go. So many peoples and mighty nations will come to seek Yahweh of hosts in Jerusalem and to entreat the favor of Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, in those days, 10 men from all the nations will grasp the garment of a Jew, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Again, brethren, in these two chapters, 7 and 8, you have seen that these two prophets, Haggai, though we've not read him, and Zechariah, they are all about motivating people with threats. I didn't relent when I destroyed your fathers. They wouldn't serve me. I won't relent if you behave the same. But I have relented at the end of the 70 years that I prophesied. I've let you come back. Build that temple. Finish the work. And understand that one day, a far greater temple, a far greater king, a far greater land, a spiritual one, will come. References then to Jesus the Christ. Brethren, we are the living fulfillment of these prophecies. I have no doubt, the fact that you're here, the character that you have, had you been there in those days, you'd have built. You'd have been busy. Let's be busy now. The work we have to do hasn't anything, you know, involving stone upon stone. But it is to put word upon word and bring a lost and dying world to Jesus the Lord our Christ. So, what we're going to do now is to offer an invitation, as we often do. If you have a prayer request, if you have questions, Bible studies that you like to ask, if there is one who wishes to be baptized in Christ, as Tanya over there was just this afternoon, welcome home. We encourage you then to come forward, as Bob will be leading us now, and he is able to deliver thee.